Welcome to Fighting Knights Football on KNTR Sports 980 AM. KNTR Sports is all sports, all the time. Please thank all of our Lake Havasu High School football sponsors. Bradley Auto Group, Bradley Ford and Bradley Chevrolet, City Maytag, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Havasu Springs Resort, River Valley Window Company, A Cut Above Grooming, Neat Pool and Supply, Anderson Auto Group and Power Sports, Law Office of Kenneth E. Moyer, Havistyle Recreation, Tire Man of Lake Havasu, Martin Swanty's Paradise Auto, Action Sports, Amore Pie and More, Blue River Gems, Gear Up Motorsports, Mercury Air, Perfection to Detail, David Rose for Arizona House, Mojave College, Havasu Pest Control. For a schedule of this year's games and audio streaming, go to KNTRSports.com.
Welcome to Knights Football on KNTR 980 AM and also streaming on KNTR Talk. I'm Steve Greeley along with Bill Beckman tonight for the Knights and the Volunteers. Lee Williams in town to take on the home field of the Fighting Knights at Lee Barnes Stadium.
Beautiful night for some football. Sun's getting ready to set, and we're going to be in action here in about 13 minutes, Mr. Greeley. Good to be back.
Yes, it is. Havasu comes into tonight's contest with a 1-1 record, Bill. And right now, Lee Williams undefeated.
Yeah, they did it pretty handily against their two opponents early in the season. It should be a tough matchup. Lee Williams always plays Havasu tough no matter what the records look like. They've taken it to us a couple of years. We've taken it to them, but they've always been really hard to play competitive games.
Right. So one thing I want to let everybody know, if you were listening to 980 AM for the Thursday night football contest between the Packers and the Commanders, go to 94.3 FM. That game is on 94.3 FM, 980 AM this evening. It will be Havasu taking on Lee Williams. We're about 14 minutes away from kickoff. We're going to take a quick break, and then after this break, we're going to hear from Coach Carl Thompson right here on KNTR Sports.
A new Whirlpool washer can help you keep up with the laundry. Give your family's clothes a thorough yet gentle cleaning in a 5.3 cubic foot capacity top load washer with a smooth impeller. Plus, elevate your laundry space with a stylish matte black finish and see-through lid. Visit City Maytag to shop today. City Maytag, located at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Call 928-855-1188. City Maytag, Lake Havasu.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take it lightly. We do drop them, slam them against a wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail, drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test. So it runs Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Call today, 928-854-4101. It's hard to stop a train.
Touchdown! The two words Havasu Fighting Knights fans love to hear. Hi, I'm Tammy with the Law Offices of Kenneth E. Moyer. Ken not only supports our Fighting Knights, but for over 25 years he has been an advocate of our communities and practicing law in Mojave County. If you need help with personal injury, auto accidents, wrongful death, bankruptcy, trust, wills, powers of attorney, probate, and business formations, please contact us. Visit us at kenmoyerlaw.com. Now go, Fighting Knights!
It's not the biggest car lot. There's no marble showroom, no flashy fountains. But tucked away right here in Havasu, there's a place where dream cars find their drivers, where deals are fair and smiles come standard. Because sometimes, paradise doesn't need to shout. It just hands you the keys. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, where hometown values meet the open road. ParadiseAutoAndTruckCenter.com. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto. Proud supporters of the Lake Havasu varsity football team. Go Knights.
Got a flat tire? Who you gonna call?
Fireman!
Work commute just got a few hours longer? Who you gonna call?
Fireman!
Is your car possessed by the spirit of NASCAR and won't stop turning left? Who you gonna call?
Fireman!
Find your exact tire in seconds at Tireman at Lake Havasu. Tires that last longer with no hidden charges, out-the-door pricing, wheel alignments, and tire repair done quick. Don't let your day-to-day get in the way of speaking to the Tire Man today. Save a fortune and time. Visit TireManOfLakeHavasu.com.
Mojave College. The name and look are new, the focus is still on you. Choose from dozens of top-tier academic programs covering arts and sciences, skilled trades, health and public services. There's also corporate and career training, even fun community classes. Mojave College has it all. Big opportunities and real skills that open doors. And soon, bachelor's degrees. It's your time, your college, Mojave College.
A little bit earlier, Coach Carl Thompson was with Paul Lavoie on our sister station, KNTR Talk, and we're going to hear that interview or parts of it from Coach Carl Thompson talking about tonight's matchup with Lee Williams.
You know, Halo Jump will be with us getting the start this week. You know, he did a good job coming in that second half of last week. We've gotten a couple other personnel back from the sick and injury list, so we're excited to get a couple of our players back that we didn't have over the last couple weeks. So various reasons. I mean, football is a tough sport. So week in and week out, that roster can be adjusted and changed. But again, we're going to keep moving forward. I mean, I thought we had a lot of great opportunities last week. We just came up a little short. I mean, very easily, five or six plays could have went either way. It would have changed the game tremendously for either team.
That game was not a six-point margin game. It was a lot closer than the score.
It was. You know, and again, it was a good rivalry game. I know we did come up on the short end of it. But again, it's kind of showcased what we've tried to do over the last couple of years, that Mojave County football is very, very competitive. We have a lot of good athletes and a lot of good programs across the county. And, you know, the Golden Shovel is always one of those highlighted games. And then we jump right back in with Lee Williams tonight. So it'll be another big county rivalry game. And, you know, expect a lot of action tonight.
Welcome back to our broadcast from Lee Barnes Stadium. The matchup tonight, Lake Havasu City, they are hosting Lee Williams. And both of these communities, Billy, are very patriotic communities, as most are throughout Mojave County. And it was nice to see on 9/11 the Knights coming out on the field with the American flag and also the blue and white flag representing first responders. We really enjoy that patriotism here, of course, and good for the athletes on the field to recognize what happened 24 years ago because none of them were born at that time. So this is something that is very solemn for our country. And once again, 9/11, and we have a football game on a Thursday night. That was a change about a couple of days ago because the AIA found out they didn't have enough officials to cover all the games in the state on Friday night.
Yeah, and our wife is encouraging me to become a referee. She said it's a slingshot up into the NFL.
Billy? Yeah, that'd be good for you.
She says I have a sweatshirt. So I got the uniform already, so I'm all good.
You're good to go? That'd be pretty interesting. So about 6 minutes away from kickoff, we have another break to get to hear from some of our sponsors of Knights Football. And you hear these advertisers during the game and during the week on our regular programming. Please let them know that you appreciate their support for Knights Football. And we're going to break now with the national anthem piece. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Nestled between Parker and Havasu, the Spring Dining at Havasu Springs Resort is beloved by travelers, adored by locals, where everyday life melts into something extraordinary. From a romantic evening under the stars or a well-earned break from routine, the Spring Dining offers a menu and setting worth savoring. Enjoy a dockside lunch, cocktails in the lounge, or hold your event in the Oasis Room. When you're craving comfort, spice, or something fresh off the grill, your perfect plate awaits. Reserve now at HavasuSprings.com.
Arnold here. It's truck month at Bradley Chevrolet. Right now, drive home a new Silverado LD with 2.9 financing for 72 months or save up to $9,500 off MSRP. Plus, get an extra $1,250 in trading assistance. Need something bigger? Our Silverado heavy duties are rolling out with discounts up to $6,250 off. Don't wait. These deals won't last. Visit BradleyChevrolet.com or BradleyChevroletParker.com. Together, let's drive Chevrolet.
License stock number 58656. Financing for well-qualified buyers. See dealer for details. Blue River Gems, your hometown jeweler, proudly serving Havasu with heart, hustle, and a little bit of shine. Watch battery changes, glasses frame repair, to hand-cutting custom cabochons like it's an art form, because it is. Blue River Gems, where in-house metal casting and custom creations are crafted with care, right here, not shipped off to who knows where. New jewelry to one-of-a-kind treasures, all with that small-town service that makes a big difference. On McCulloch Boulevard North, Havasu, Blue River Gems. Proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Go Knights!
Living in the desert presents some unique challenges, like some pretty unsavory pests taking up residency in your home. The problem is, oftentimes you don't notice them until it's too late. Havasu Pest Control has been inspecting, detecting, and helping to control desert pests in Havasu since 1973. They're state certified to help you maintain a pest and rodent-free environment. So call the good guys at Havasu Pest Control, 855-1054.
River Valley Window Company in Havasu invites you to see new possibilities in person. Visit their newly remodeled showroom on the corner of Avalon and Boulevard to see, feel, and imagine what could be in your home. Milgard's new C650 Ultra All Fiberglass Series provides strength and durability that's built to complement any style and withstand any climate. See the potential when you partner with Milgard and River Valley Window Company on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard in Havasu and at rvcwco.com.
Salmon's Air Conditioning dominates in saving residents thousands in heating, cooling, replacement, and repairs. Up to $900 in Unisource utility rebates are available for you right now. With Salmon's Air Conditioning, expect superior assistance and quality with their maintenance plan. Receive priority service, parts, exclusivity, special discounts, and all for only $160 a year. Make the switch to Salmon's before your AC switches to broken and unavailable for repair. Visit SalmonsAC.com today.
Okay, Bill Beckman, Steve Greeley at Lee Barnes Stadium. We're a couple of minutes away from our kickoff, so we're going to take our last break of the pregame show. And when you come back, it'll be time for the Knights and the Volunteers. Kickoff, just minutes away.
I'm David Rose. I led our school district to become the first in the nation to eliminate DEI programs so our classrooms focus on education, not politics. Also led the way in making Lake Havasu the first district in America to ban harsh chemicals and food dyes from school lunches because protecting the health of our kids must come first. Now I'm running for the Arizona House to keep fighting for strong schools, parental rights, and Arizona families. I'm David Rose, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. Paid for by David Rose for Arizona.
Anderson Auto Group has served Mojave and La Paz counties in northwest Arizona since 1999. We have the following dealerships: Anderson Toyota, Nissan, Honda, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Ford, Bullhead City, Ford, Kingman, and Chevrolet. Visit our website at andersonauto.com. We take pride in exceeding customer expectations, commitment to integrity, and community engagement through charitable acts and volunteerism. We are committed to supporting local organizations and youth sports. Go Fighting Knights!
Oh, my glory. Do you smell that?
Oh, that's the triple berry pie. I mean, apple. No, wait, that has to be the quiche. Oh, I can't figure it out. But it all smells like cinnamon, butter, and a hug from your grandma.
You figure out their little secret ingredient, though?
Yeah, it's love. And a whole lot of butter. They don't call it Amore Pie for nothing.
Amore Pie and More. Every recipe starts and ends with something you can't find in stores. Love. Amore Pie and More. Lake Havasu. New Amore Pie and More.com.
Gear Up Motorsports doesn't just sell bikes. They live them, breathe them, bleed them. Pre-owned, hand-picked, battle-tested. Every ride passes their 31-point inspection or it doesn't make the floor. Parts, Gear Up. If it bolts, clips, or roars, Gear Up can order it, stock it, and put it on. Factory trade techs will keep your machine riding tight. Phones and questions answered. The road starts here, not at some chain lot. GearUpMotorcycles.com. Havasu Community Proud. Let's go Knights.
Action Sports is stocked and ready. All board shorts and bikinis are buy one, get one 50% off, and you can mix and match. Ruka, Dixon, Fulcrum, Fast House, Allegiance, and more. We have a full stock of Yeti and AO coolers. Action Sports is your water sports headquarters, carrying towables, wake surf, and life jackets for the whole family. That's Action Sports, and we're right up from the London Bridge, and we're open at 9 a.m. daily, and we are a proud supporter of the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
Hi, it's Wayne, a Lake Havasu High School alumni with Neat Pool and Supply.
And I'm Selena. Neat Pool is your hot tub headquarters, bringing Lake Havasu the top brand hot tubs and swim spas, Hot Spring, Bullfrog, and Endless Pool.
Neat Pool and Supply is also your one-stop shop for swimming pool supplies, free water analysis, BioGuard chemicals, parts, repairs, and customer service.
Visit us at 52 Scott Drive, located in the heart of Havasu.
Go Knights!
Welcome back to KNTR Sports, 980 AM, KNTRSports.com, for tonight's game between Lee Williams and Lake Havasu. The Knights, they are going to receive the football bill because the Volunteers, they won the coin toss, but they deferred.
Correct. Number 80, Blake Cole. 6. Back to receive, that would be Spencer Ibarra.
All right, a couple of speedsters waiting for the kick for the Knights. And kicking it off, Lee Williams. That will be number 16,
Joshua Plummer.
Yep, big kid. Yeah, he's a junior, 6 foot, and it says 150 on the stat sheet, but I'm guessing it's about 180.
Yeah.
So we'll see. This is a great rivalry game between Lee Williams and Lake Havasu. The Knights last week, they lost the Golden Shovel game to Bullhead City. So let's get the bounce back of Vera. He fields it at his own 7-yard line, and he's across the 15 and taken down just short of the 20. So the Knights come out on offense. Halo Jump will be the quarterback tonight, Bill. He is number 10 and a senior for the Fighting Knights. And one thing about Lake Havasu this year, Bill, that's a lot different from the past few years, they do have a lot of upperclassmen on the team.
Yeah, they were a young team for the last couple of years and kind of started paying dividends, lots of juniors and seniors this year. So that's a plus for the Knights, a little bit more experience.
Jumping the gun, and he's going to hand the ball off. And a nice hole off a right tackle. Andrade, number 24, the ball carrier, he picks up the first down and a couple of yards more. So let's move the chains, and we got a hurry-up offense already for Carl Thompson's Fighting Knights. The ball at the 32-yard line for Havasu. And the Knights, they start off the game in a very positive way. And once again, Andrade, this time up the middle, and he is met at the line of scrimmage. So no gain on first and 10 for the Fighting Knights. So it's going to be second down, long 9, jump in the gun, little out route, and a pass over to the near side of the field. Number 21, Carl Cessna is the receiver, and he is going to be tackled with about a 4-yard gain. So that's going to bring up 3rd down and 4 for the Knights. Just underway. And hurry up again. Jump. He's got a man, and he is picked off. And this is going to be run back in for a touchdown. That's a pick 6.
That would be number 5 with a solid football game. And a nice, he jumped that route.
Yeah.
Halo kind of telegraphed that a little bit.
He did, and there was a number of players in the area, and once again, interception pick 6 for Cooper Cronk of Lee Williams, so that's a plus on his stat sheet.
Yeah.
Right, we're about ready for the extra point attempt, and once again, the kicker for Lee Williams, the Volunteers, is Joshua Plummer. He wears number 16, and the extra point attempt. The kicker set. Finally, the snap. Low snap, but well done by the holder, and the extra point is good. So, right out of the gate, Havasu on offense, interception, pick 6 for Lee Williams. They're up by a score of 7-0. We'll be back with the kickoff once again to Havasu.
Got a flat tire? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Work commute just got a few hours longer? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Is your car possessed by the spirit of NASCAR and won't stop turning left? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Find your exact tire in seconds at Tire Man at Lake Havasu. Tires that last longer with no hidden charges, out-the-door pricing, wheel alignment, and tire repair done quick. Don't let your day-to-day get in the way of speaking to the Tire Man today. Save a fortune and time. Visit TireManOfLakeHavasu.com.
Get that microphone close. why you can kind of. Welcome back to Lee Barnes Stadium. 7-0, Lee Williams out in front of Havasu on the pick six, and they're going to tee it up again, Bill, and Havasu once again will get the football early on in this game.
Yeah, Lee Williams, their first two games were 53-60, so they're used to putting a lot of points on the board. Lions are going to have to get their offense cooking. They're running the ball pretty good.
Yeah, the hurry-up offense was working for a few plays, and it's going to be fielded inside the 10-yard line, out across the 20, 25, 30, and still on his feet. That's a nice run back. Yeah, nice run back for Havasu. So the Knights will get the ball at their own 35-yard line, and let's see what they come out. This time it's the Knights again on offense for a second series. And Bill, one of the things they did, a couple of running plays were very effective, and then went to the passing game, and thus the pick six stopped that dead in its tracks. But let's see what Havasu does to rebound. Jump again. Andrade, number 24, the ball carrier. He might have gained a couple of yards on that. Let's see where they're going to spot the ball. It's going to be across the 35, so some positive yardage.
He's a slippery back. Quick to the hole. Makes some pretty tight cuts. Just need a little hole for him to get there.
All righty. It's going to be second down. 9 yards to go for the Knights. Jump again. He's got a little out route to the far side of the field. It's caught across the 40-yard line to the 43. That's Luke Johnson, number 12.
Yeah. That's a pass that run after the catch, too. He's able to avoid
it. All righty. So it's going to be third down for the Knights, and it's going to be 3 yards to pick up the first down. Andrade screen pass to the near side of the field. He's inside the 50-yard line, not quite across it, but it's going to be good enough for a first down, Bill. Nice catch and run by number 24.
Yeah, absolutely. He's, like I said, he's slippery. He's able to avoid making the first couple of guys miss.
So. All right, here we go. First and 10 for Havasu. Jumping the gun. Again, another screen pass. This is the number 21 for the Friday night. And he is stopped maybe with a 1 yard gain. So what I'm seeing right now is a little bit of a mix up between the passing game and the running game, about 50-50 early on in the ball game.
Yeah, quick passes too, though. We go more of the drawn out plays. It looks like he's trying to get rid of the ball in a hurry.
Quick releases.
Yep.
Jump in the gun. He stands at his own 42-yard line. Two receivers out to the right. He's looking to pass the ball again. He's got some pressure. Escapes it. Throws the ball down. Beautiful pass. And what a catch. And Havasu. They are going to get on the scoreboard, too. Number 14 for the Friday night, Carter Devitt, doing a great job not only going up high for the ball, Bill, but breaking the tackle.
Yeah. Coming down with it and was able to shake that off.
So the Knights bounce back, get their own touchdown with 9:17 to go in the first quarter, and we're going to try the extra point attempt here momentarily, see if we can tie this thing up.
Number six, that's right, Mara, he is 4 for 5.
And this extra point attempt's up, and it's good. We'll be back with the Knights kickoff.
Is your pup just too ordinary? Want to turn your Sparky into a Sparkosaurus Rex? Dingy Willikers, it's a cut above grooming day for you. Step right up to the home to zebra stripe schnauzers, fluffy Pomeranian kings of the jungle.
Is that yours from home?
Would you look at that, Sparky?
This
I think you'd be an adorable
pair, because I thought that Robert Patch might be joining us.
Oh, Sparky.
So, there's an extra pair in here.
This is where we go.
So, we did any more
chief in. Well, I guess the Lions, Tigers, and Bears, too? Main Street Havasu.
Gear Up Motorsports doesn't just sell bikes. We live them, breathe them, bleed them. Pre-owned, hand-picked, battle-tested. Every ride passes their 31-point inspection or it doesn't make the floor. Parts, gear up. If it bolts, clips, or roars, Gear Up can order it, stock it, and put it on. Factory-trained techs will keep your machine mean riding tight. Phones and questions answered. The road starts here, not at some chain lot. GearUpMotorcycles.com. Havasu Community Proud. Let's go Knights.
Welcome back to Lee Barnes Stadium. Our score, 7-7 with 9:17 to go in the first quarter. Havasu is going to kick the ball off. Agara, little wiggly kick down to the far side of the field. It's fielded at the 20, across the 30, 35, and near the 40-yard line on the return. And the Volunteers will come out first and 10 from their own 39-yard line. Nice job by the special teams. The kickoff team doing a great job on the cover. And a little squib kick. I know that was something that came in from the sidelines. And, you know, both of these teams, you know, Havasu, for sure, this is the first time we've seen Lee Williams, of course. But you can tell that there's a couple of speed demons on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, that is always in the kickoff game. That always plays a big part.
All right, here we go. First and 10. This is the first time we've seen the Volunteer offense. We've got a timeout on the field. Mr. Thompson has called the timeout, and he doesn't look too happy. We're going to keep it right here. And, yeah, we'll go over some of the sponsors that we have this year for Friday Night Football. I want to thank the Anderson Auto Group and Power Sports. They have been a longtime sponsor of Friday Night Football. They have dealerships in Lake Havasu City, Anderson Chrysler, Dodge Jeep Ram, and Anderson Nissan, along with Anderson Toyota. And they have their Power Sports. Don't forget about that. Polaris, Can-Am, Yamaha, and Sea-Doo. Anderson Auto Group and Power Sports, they are a big supporter of athletics here in Lake Havasu City. All right, here we go. It's going to be first and 10 for the Volunteers. And the ball at their own 39-yard line. Shotgun formation for the Volunteers. And it's going to be run up the middle. A nice gain of 7 yards for Lee Williams. Number one, the ball carrier on that. For Lee Williams is Lucas.
Lucas Flex.
Yep, there you go. Got a fan going on in here. Kind of blowing everything around. Feels like I'm in, I don't know. Anyway, second down for Lee Williams and 2 yards to go. Shotgun formation for the Volunteers. Trips to the right of the quarterback for Lee Williams. And that's Morgan Quinn, and he's going to throw the ball, a little screen pass to the far side of the field. The receiver, Lucas Weiss, again, and he gets enough for the first down.
I think he's going to be a busy man. He seems to be the center of a lot of what they're trying to do on the offense.
So it's going to bring up a first down for the Volunteers. Lee Williams, this is their first offensive series here in the game tonight. Remember, they started off on defense with the pick six, and that changed a lot of things immediately. But Havasu, they responded.
Yep.
With a touchdown of their own.
I always like to see that. Come back from something like that. Now we just need to make a defensive stand.
Morgan Quinn hands the ball up the middle, a gain of a couple of yards. That's going to bring up second down, 7 yards to go for the Volunteers.
All right.
Quinn in the gun, standing at the Knights' 49-yard line. Quinn's to his right, to his left. This time, Quinn's look like he's going to run the ball himself, and he does. And he gets inside the 40 down to the 39-yard line.
I don't know if that was a designed run or if the pressure made him take off. And then good penetration by the right side of our defensive line. And it moved to his quarterback's right. And he was able to pick up a 2 yards on the scramble.
Lee Williams, by the way, they traveled very well tonight. There's got to be close to 100 people over there on the far side of the stadium in a visitor stand. So it's going to bring up third down and 4 for Lee Williams, and this is going to be a first down and a lot more. In fact, it's going to go into the end zone. That's number one for Lee Williams. And Leista is having himself couple of downs here in the first quarter of football. All right, so on the 40-yard run for a touchdown, that's going to put Lee Williams out in front by a score of 13-7. We've got 6:47 to go here in the first. This is a fast-moving football game,
Bill. Yeah. Don't take this.
I don't know. This is moving along rather quickly. A lot of scoring early on in the game, and we're going to see if Lee Williams can put this out to a 7-point lead with the extra point attempt on its way here momentarily. That's Bloomer, number 16 for the Volunteers. And the hold's good. The kick is good. 14-7 now. Lee Williams out in front. And as you mentioned earlier in the broadcast, that the couple of games that Lee Williams has played so far this year, they put some points on the board.
Yeah, they have done some 50 and 60. For the two scores they've put up so far this year, so they are not not strangers to putting points on the board.
Havasu getting set with their kickoff return team on the field, and Lee Williams coming out with their kicking team. I want to thank Mojave College. Mojave College, formerly MCC, Mojave Community College, is home of the Big Horn, serving Northwest Arizona and neighboring communities and campuses in Kingman, Lake Havasu City, Bullhead City, and Colorado City, plus an extensive distance education program online. Check it all out at mojave.edu. That's mojave.edu.
Yeah, so they put 62 up against Wickenburg and 53 up against Kingman.
So the Volunteers ready to kick it off to the Knights. And this kick is deep. It's going to be fielded at the 5-yard line. Mr. Ibarra has the ball, and he is upended at the 25-yard line, and there's a flag on the play. It looks like that is correct, Bill. The flag at about the 28-yard line, the referees getting together. Why don't you talk about a couple of the upcoming games real quick for the Fighting Knights? Because they're going to be road warriors.
Yeah, they're at Alhambra High School, which is Phoenix. They go to Copa in Yuma, and they go to Buckeye, which is Phoenix, and Deer Valley in North Phoenix. And then at home on the 17th, it's Yonkers, and then way in Australia, and back home for summer. So, yeah, they have quite a road warrior action going on. The next 4 hour away.
Okay, here we go. First and 10 for the Fighting Knights. Jump in the gun. He's going to look to pass the ball. He's going to go deep along the sideline. He's got a man open, and it is overthrown. Barely overthrown.
Good bump take to break free. He's had some fast fit on that hard. He's going up against the guy that had the interception. Bump take. He back jumped it, and boy, if we could have made contact there, that would have been six.
All right, the Knights lining up. Second and 10 for Havasu on the incomplete pass. It's a little screen pass out to the far side of the field, and it's incomplete, but it could be a backward pass, and that's what Lee Williams is counting on, and the referee throws a flag. All righty, Billy.
Worst color tackle. Against Lee Williams. That'll bring up a second and 8 to go.
It sure seems like the Knights have dug themselves into a hole right now. It's second down, you're right, 8 yards to go for the first down on the incomplete pass. That was a live ball. And Halo jumps, going to take it on his own, and he doesn't cross the line of scrimmage, and he completes the pass to number 14, and that's Devitt. He's still on his feet breaking tackles on the near side of the field, Bill.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. The Knights driving. They're inside Lee Williams territory at the Volunteer 49-yard line. And the pass to the far side of the field, little out route, and a nice job by Halo Jump getting the ball out to number 21, Cessna, and Cessna. I think it's Cessna. Yeah, let's go with that. Here we go, the Knights. The ball run up the middle, and the Volunteers, great stop, and I think they got it short of the first down, Bill. I think Lee Williams stuffed that gap. Okay, here we go. Third and a short one for Havasu. Here we go, and it's going to be Halo Jump keeping the ball, and he's still on his feet after he got the first down, and he wrestled his way out to the 36-yard line of Lee Williams. So Havasu is doing a good job picking up the first down. Well, he's on the field now. Oh, okay. All right. 5:22 to go here in the first quarter. And it's Jump with the snap, looking to throw the ball. He's got a man open on the far side of the field. And once again, nice catch by Havasu on the far side of the wheel, on the far side of the field. Number 21 doing a good job hauling that ball in. Havasu looking to the sideline, getting the call for the next play. First and 10. And the ball is dropped. Andrade, number 24, couldn't hang on to it. Incomplete pass. Substitutions coming now in for the Havasu offense. Jump in the backfield, chop formation. It's Kyle Crow to his left, the running back. Ball snapped. Jump rolls to his left, has a man open, and it looks like he caught it. Yes, the referee says catch. Yeah, we got that from the announcing booth, too. So it must be legit. All right. There's a timeout on the field. It's 14-7. Havasu trailing Lee Williams, but they have the ball down at the Volunteer. Looks like, yeah, no, not quite. No, they're going to mark it right there. Yeah, right at it. So it's going to bring up first and goal for the Knights. I don't think they can get a first down from where the ball's marked. So, got 4:34 to go here in the first quarter. I want to thank David Rose for Arizona House. He is a sponsor of Fighting Knights Football, and he is running for office. House, the legislature down in Phoenix.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so if you want anything to know about David Rose. He's led our school district to become the first in the nation to eliminate DEI programs and ban harsh chemicals and food dyes from school lunches. That's a good start. There you go. All right, here we go. It's first and goal for Havasu. Halo jump is in the gun. Here we go. Lee Williams making the switch. Okay, now we got the whistle on the field. So Havasu trailing by 7, first and goal. And Kyle Crow, the ball carrier, he's got some room, and he dives for the pylon, and they're going to mark him just short, Bill. That was a great effort. So Havasu doing a great job with ball control on that drive. Within one, extra point attempt is coming momentarily, and see if we can tie this thing up. A lot of quick scores in the first quarter. We're not even done. And it's probably going to be 14-14. The rules. There's no stinking rules. Only on the field, Bill. Only on the field. Probably too many. So Havasu looking to tie this ball game up. Snap is up. It's good. And the kick is good. There you go. All right. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
A new Whirlpool washer can help you keep up with the laundry. Give your family's clothes a thorough yet gentle cleaning in a 5.3 cubic foot capacity top load washer with a smooth impeller. Plus, elevate your laundry space with a stylish matte black finish and see-through lid. Visit City Maytag to shop today. City Maytag. Located at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Call 928-855-1188. City Maytag, Lake Havasu.
It's not the biggest car lot. There's no marble showroom, no flashy fountains. But tucked away right here in Havasu, there's a place where dream cars find their drivers, where deals are fair, and smiles come standard. Because sometimes, paradise doesn't need the shout. It just hands you the keys. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, where hometown values meet the open road. ParadiseAutoAndTruckCenter.com. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, proud supporters of the Lake Havasu varsity football team. Go Knights.
Havasu with the kickoff. And it's going to be fielded by Lee Williams at their own 35-yard line. And the ball brought back to the 39-yard line of the Volunteers. Yeah, it was. Quinn in the gun for the Volunteers, and the ball is handed off up the middle, and a gain of a couple of yards. Nice stop by the Knights defense. Second down now for the Volunteers after the 2-yard gain. Pass by Quinn, and it was momentarily caught, then dropped, and they're going to call it incomplete on field goal.
Yeah, a little high. Receiver did a good job. We're not trying to recover. He had a first second.
Third down and 8 now for Lee Williams. The ball at their own 42-yard line. Big defensive play for the Knights. They can stop on this and force Lee Williams to punt the ball. And he runs up the middle, and it's going to be short of the first down, Bill, by about a quarter. Yeah, it looks like they're going to bring out the kicker and punt this ball away. So the Knights, they're dropping back right now. Could send me back a little bit further than this, but right at the 36-yard line, and the punt is over the head of all the Knights, and it is going to be down at the 22-yard line. So, nice punt.
Knights, I think
we're doing a great job for the volunteers.
Knights were protected. They didn't feel like they needed to have anybody that much. That's shocking.
All right, so Havasu, they'll come out after the defense does a great job of forcing the punt. That was the first punt of the game today. Yeah, that really set the tone early on. And the ball is handed off by Jump up the middle. Let's see if we can get a number on the ball carry. It looks like number 3, Kyle Crow. Maybe a yard and a half. Nice stop by Lee Williams. Oh, they're going to give him a lot more than what I thought. Well, chain gang is. I don't know about where the spot of the ball is.
Yeah,
4 yards. Nice spot. Second and 6 now for Havasu. And a screen pass to the near side, and the ball is dropped.
Another case of looking up the field before the ball captured.
Yeah, I just don't understand that. Messina was the intended receiver, couldn't hang on to the ball. And now it brings up a third down situation for the Knights. 2:09 to go in the first quarter. Our score 14-14. The Knights and the Volunteers. Third down and 6 now for Havasu. Jump in the gun. And we have all kinds of movement. And I think we're going to have a procedure call against the offense. Let's check this out.
How about
those
first?
Yeah, that 5-yard penalty is a problem, especially when you had a manageable third down situation. Now you've got 3rd and 12. Jump in the gun. Looking to pass. Under some pressure, gets rid of it, and it's thrown in the ground. The intended receiver out there for Havasu, Carter Devitt, number 14, and that's going to bring out the punting unit for the Knights for the first time tonight. Okay, we have 2:02 to go here in the first quarter. And the Knights will punt the football for the first time this evening. Punted from their own 10-yard line. High snap. Halo jumped the punter. Gets the ball off. A nice punt down at the 41-yard line of Lee Williams, where there was a fair catch. And now we'll have the Volunteer offense out on the field. Okay. So we have a first down for the Volunteers.
So each team has got a stop. Couldn't do much with the offense, but now we're back to square one with 14 points.
First down now for Lee Williams. Havasu's defense looking to bring down the runner. Finally tackled after a 7-yard gain. Yeah, he's their guy. He's got the wheels. Okay, here we go. Lee Williams now on the Havasu side of the field at the Knights 47-yard line. Second down and 4. Clock moving down to a minute left here to go in the first quarter. Quinn, he's under trouble. He throws the ball out. And this could be a problem if Lee Williams doesn't recover the football. And they do on the far side of the field, Bill. But, yeah, he was under a lot of pressure and threw the ball up in the air.
Yeah, and it was thrown back. It wasn't by much, but about a yard.
The referees, they're still huddled.
They're trying to
So the pass was incomplete. And we have Carl Thompson, head coach of the Fighting Knights, wanting to have a conference of his own with the official. He's not happy with that call at all. And I don't blame
him. No, I mean, I'm literally right now. Not my much. He let that call go. He was jamming. And just in time.
Yeah, why they do that, Bill, not knowing when they're going to actually put the ball in play. I want to thank Perfection to Detail. They're our halftime sponsor. You'll hear about Perfection to Detail at the half. Make sure your ride shines with Perfection to Detail. If it floats or rolls, they pick it up. They'll wash it, detail it, and even ceramic coat it. And then they'll return it to you ready to go. So check out Perfection to Detail at Perfection, the numeral 2, detail.com. Just a few of our sponsors. Yeah. There you go. So the ball now at the 49-yard line of Lee Williams. The Volunteers have the ball. Third down and 4 with 44 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Now he wants a reason why they moved the ball once again. Yeah, so they... Okay. So this is really confusing, not only to us, which is not unusual, but to pretty much everybody here in the stands, including the coaches and the players. They're just having a hard time with this. Ball now at the 49-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and six to go for a first down for Lee Williams. Quinn scrambles to his right, throws the ball, and it is intercepted by the Knights. Nice job by the Havasu defensive backfield. Yeah, he came down with the ball and he held on to it as he went out of bounds. So the Knights get the turnover, and right now they'll take it over at their own 37-yard line. It's going to be first and 10 for the Knights, and 37 seconds to go here in the first quarter. So we have a nip-and-tuck ball game, two interceptions in the ball game, one for each team. Lee Williams with the pick six, and right now Avera doing a great job picking up that pass and gets his offense back out on the field. All right, here we go. First and 10, Fighting Knights. See if they can do something here before the quarter ends, or at least move the ball, get a couple of first downs. Jeff rolls out to his right. He's got a man wide open on the far side of the field. You know, the ball was underthrown, Bill.
Yeah.
But Vernier was the intended receiver, and you know, you got to make the effort to come back.
Yep. Try to spin around him. Once they'll be able to come up with it.
It was a nice play, and the execution wasn't quite there, but a little underthrown, but the receiver needed to make an effort to come back on that football. Once again, Jump's going to throw it out to the far side of the field, and it's caught, and it's going to be no gain whatsoever. Nice job by the Lee Williams defense. Carter Devitt was the receiver on that screen pass.
He
can't
find people on that one. Right as we caught it.
All right, we have third and 9, and I don't think Havis is going to snap the ball because we're down 4 seconds, 3. Let's see what they do. And that's the end of the first quarter. End of the first quarter here from Lee Barnes Stadium. Our score 14-14. Rivals going at it, Lee Williams and Havasu.
Anderson Auto Group has served Mojave and La Paz counties in northwest Arizona since 1999.
All
we have the following dealerships: Anderson Toyota, Nissan, Honda, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ford, Bullhead City, Ford, Kingman, and Chevrolet. Visit our website at AndersonAuto.com. We take pride in exceeding
customer
commitment to integrity and community through charitable acts and volunteerism. We are committed to supporting local organizations and youth sports. Go Fighting Knights!
End of the first quarter, Bill. 14-14. Knights and Lee Williams, the Volunteers, here on KNTR Sports 980 AM. And maybe we'll look and see if we get an updated score of what's going on for Thursday night football, because a lot of folks would like to know that while they're listening to the high school game. And if you were looking for the Thursday night football game on 980 AM, it's on 94.3 FM for my guests. City, just to give you an idea.
Packers lead 14-3, 3:41 left in
there. I tell you what, the Packers, I know it's super early in the season, but they're super impressive right now. And
really good last weekend. Jordan Love was airport.
And they're playing against the Commanders, who made it to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah,
the
Commanders did not have a good work. I think they might have
big third down play for the Knights. It's going to be a third down and long. 9 yards to go. Jump gets the snap. Looks to throw the ball down the middle, and it's a completed pass. Good job. Number 14, Carter Devitt, across midfield inside Volunteer territory all the way down to the 41-yard line.
Very, very nice pitch attempt. We did a good job. Avoiding the rush, kind of pushed off his own blocker, big third down.
Yeah, we're just underway here in the second half. We talked about it. It is a fast-paced game. A couple of flags, you know, on the field, kind of delay it every now and then. But for the play on both teams evenly matched so far. Obviously, inside the 35 down to the 30-yard line on a little pitch and run, and that's number 12, Luke Johnsonville.
There's a flag on the play.
You got to give Johnson credit. He was weaving in and out of defenders.
Right. He was avoiding the tackle.
Yeah, they're going to be back. 10-yard penalty. That's too bad because it was a nice play, nicely designed, and a good effort by Luke Johnson on the run. And let's see. Yeah, they're going to set the ball pretty much right at the 50-yard line. So here we go. It's going to be first and 20 now for the Fighting Knights. 11:28 to go in the first half. Havasu with a 1-1 record coming into this matchup tonight. Thursday night, a little special for us. And the Volunteers undefeated at 2-0 early in the season. Yeah, the Knights, they're going to be on the road here. We'll talk about that momentarily. And on the Kyle Crow run, really not too many places for him to go. He picks up a couple of yards, and it's going to bring up second down and 19 for the first down. Next week at Alhambra High School. So they're on the road, the Fighting Knights. The week after that, the 26th of September, they're at Copa High School down in Yuma. A couple of games in your future.
Good boy, or as you said, for the next five.
Well, they started off there. You know, they played that game at NAU, which was a home game for us, but we had, you know, you travel, you know, 3 hours, even though it's a home game, right? Okay, screen pass to the far side of the field. Nice job by Halo Jump getting the ball out to... Let's see, do we get a number on that? Yeah, that's the 21 is Cecina, and that is going to move the ball about 5 yards after the catch and run, and that brings up third down now for Havasu.
12, south 12. But at the same time, so getting a, you know, wide receiver or something to break free, give pretty good coverage by Lee Williams all night long, so they give him up the
jump in the gun, takes the hand off the Crow. He's got a man on the near side of the field, the intended receiver, Carter Devitt, and that's an incomplete pass, and that's going to bring up fourth down and 13, so the Knights will put their punting unit out on the field, and the punter is our quarterback tonight, number 10, Hill Jump. Hill's got a good leg. He can get the ball up in the air. You want that hang time, right, to get your punting team down
to the coverage
team. You get the coverage team downfield, and he does a good job getting that ball up in the air for some decent hang time. 10:31 to go in the half. Jump ready for the snap, standing at his own 44-yard line. And once again, a nice high punt, and it's going to take a bounce and have it to roll. Keeps on rolling, and down at the 11-yard line. So nice job on a Halo Jump, and we're going to have the Knights offense, the Knights defense come out, and Lee Williams brings out their offense, and with 10:19 to go, our score is 14-14 on the change of possession.
Sorry.
So, the Volunteers break huddle. Their quarterback is number 13, Morgan Quinn. And Quinn comes out in the gun. Volunteers at the 11-yard line. First and 10. Quinn's going to hand the ball up the middle. And the Knights defense doing a great job tackling the ball carrier. Doing a real fine job. It's going to bring up second down and 9 for the Volunteers. Getting the play in from the sideline. You know, one thing I noticed about both offenses that especially happens is they hurry up. You know, it's benefited them tonight. Steve Williams, not so much. They come out, they get the play, there's really no hurry up, but Quinn is going deep, and this ball is going to get picked off. Picked off by the Knight. Nice job by Madison. Number 8. So the Knight's doing a great job with that interception. 2 interceptions now for Havasu on the night. And the Havasu offense, Bill, they'll come out in pretty good field position.
Then the turnover down. That's a big philosophy of Mr. Thompson over the years.
So it's 1st and 10, 9:27 to go in the half. Jumping the gun. And he's going to hand the ball off to Andrade, number 24, and Lee Williams this time. Their defense gets into the backfield, and it's going to be dropped for a 1-yard loss. So it's going to bring up 2nd down and 11 for Havasu.
Yeah, good penetration by the defensive line. Lee Williams just
Lee Williams has jump on the option. He's going to pitch it at the last second. Andrade, the ball carrier, he gets up into the original line of scrimmage, and maybe another yard. That's going to be up 3rd and long for the Knights offense. Jump back to pass. He's got a receiver open on the near side, and it is incomplete. A little short. Not an option to complete that pass. It was about 5 yards too short, so I don't know if it was a route situation or Chuck just couldn't get the ball out in time. And that's going to bring up 4th and 9 for Havasu and the punting unit back out on the field. So, pretty interesting. Not a lot of punts in the first quarter. And both teams, the punting units are getting their work out here in the second quarter. We have a timeout on the field. We're going to take a timeout ourselves, and we'll be back in about 60 seconds.
Blue River Gems, your hometown jeweler, proudly serving.